20 feet.
It looks like it, it's
if it is
30.
Within, I believe, 25% of that,
okay.
It requires a minor variance, which is still an administrative review. It's when that setback varies by more than 25% that it is escalated to a commission decision. So if it's at least 15 feet from the property line, it wouldn't require the commission at all.
Does that make sense?
Can you talk to me?
Yeah, or
yeah,
the advocates.
It sounds to me like that we really do not need this variance. We need an agreement with the Thompsons at this point.
And there's a different permit. We think it won't, it's as Clint just said, if it's more than 20 feet off the property line, that you wouldn't need a variance application.
Yeah, I think part of the question becomes, where is the property line? And we do need to have that established.
Confirmed,
somehow.
Yeah. And has Matt Kenny, did he mark anything out there?
I believe so, but, you know, it's something that we need to have done anyway. So I have to pay him for being up there already.
Uh-huh.
And if we all just stop for a minute, you know, it'll be fine. But I'm just, what we're trying to do here is we can't do it.
Yeah, right, okay.
Is
okay.
The building at all on your land?
No.
Is that all on John's?
No, even the cyclone fence is probably within the setback, but it's been a long time ago, so we're not concerned at all about it. But if there's a new facility going on there, there needs to be some sort of agreement.
Agreement, sure.
For people to come in and yeah. service.
And if it's under 200 feet, it's an administrative review?
Yes.
Yeah,
if it's under 200 feet and it is at least 15 feet from the actual property line, then it's all administrative review.
So it won't have to come back to planning?
Correct.
That's correct.
So if you all come to an agreement, which sounds really nice,
We've already agreed.
I've never had this before.
I know, it's really nice. It's lovely when people are all in agreement. Then just whatever you think your next step is, then just chat with Clint about what your permit would be.
Yeah. So what she's saying, it doesn't have to come back into planning?
Right.
It just needs to... administrative review.
Sure.
Come back to planning, just not the commission.
I think
did Matt set this corner up there?
I believe he did, John. I mean, he was up there 3 days ago, yeah. And we needed to know anyway. We're not trying to, you know, I'm paying that bill or okay. Real man show for it or something, but yeah. Even if they approve it, it's moved because it's not on it.
Not right. We got the wrong
place. Right. And I don't know where your little building is going to go, and that doesn't really bother us either. But,
sometimes fences are on property lines, and a lot of times they're just where it was easy to build.
Yeah.
Usually. It's flip of the coin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you with that. We'll let you guys work that part out.
I'm going to get out. So, how do we close that item?
I think it's on the wrong property, and I don't think you can approve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need to have any action?
Thank you very much. No, I think you do. I mean, they could withdraw, or you
can. Can I sit back here?
Oh, yes, please.
Do we just determine it's void or something?
Yeah. I would think so because it doesn't have the correct landowner in it.
I mean, you can withdraw and resubmit with a different property, or they can deny it.
You just lost it. Or they can deny it. They need.
Well,
they're
going to
deny it because it's not on my property.
Right.
Okay, anyway. Is what
you're
saying.
Yes.
Well, it's what the same thing is, just withdraw, is what you're saying.
I think it is. And we'll try to figure out how to work with you to reapply so it doesn't cost you quite as much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good with us.
The timing of
what you're doing.
What we're only thing we're concerned about is we've been trying to get start a building project. It's a small building. It's only 6 by 8 feet, but it's going to be one that's a solid, small structure that's fire resistant.
I mean, is that on Flint's? Is that what you're saying, or is that on you?
I don't know where the building's going, and John and I have talked.
It's pretty close to that fence, sir.
Yeah.
So it apparently. On your property, mm-hmm. It's probably within, sounds like the property line's off by at least
right.
50 feet.
Oh gosh.
30 feet is what he said.
About 30 feet?
Yeah.
So we would be More than 10, we would be more than 30 feet or 20 feet.
He said the property line is 10 feet from the cyclone fence, so I'm not sure. Cyclone fence looks like it runs right around that building. So.
Yeah,
that's it's fine. This even if the commission approved it, it wouldn't help you.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
So when you decide where you want to put it, then just come back and talk to Clint, and we'll help you navigate what you need to do with us to redo your permit.
Yeah, I'm not sure when you say where we decide where to put it, we're going to put it exactly where we show it there, if we can, if that's right.
But you need a new application with the landowner signature that authorizes that. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Okay. And you probably need something with John as well, because you're going to be running power through him to get to here. I was saying, which?
I'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay.
Yes.
So it was withdrawn, so we don't have to take any action.
Oh.
We're happy to help where we can, but it was all news to us.
Can you share it with the light?
Thank you.
Okay, at this time we're going to close the hearing for Tony, Flynn, and it has been withdrawn.
Yeah.
All right, next other business, the monthly update is in your packet.
Yeah, not a lot to say, Chair. I do want to tell folks that the Board of Commissioners hearing for the 3 mile rezone that the Planning Commission approved last month, that goes in front of the Board of Commissioners on June 18th in the afternoon. And then also the City of Boardman land partition application has been appealed. And, you know, you had two hearings on that, I think, and that will go in front of the Board of Commissioners on July 16th. So, you've asked me to keep you posted when your decisions are appealed, and those are the two.
Do you happen to know the time of the July 16th meeting?
1:30, yeah. And it will be in here again.
Okay.
If it's an application on the north end, we try to do them on the Wednesdays. The board's up there, and vice versa if it's in Hefner.
Campus is also been appealed, right?
What?
Campus. CP.
Oh, yes, thank you. Do you want to share that one?
Do you know what it was appealed? What was their appeal? Do you know what their appeal was? Was it for the easement? Mm-hmm. The road easement?
Maintaining the...
That was part of it. It's... Yeah. And then... I'm sorry.
Chair, if I may... CUP 388 for Mr. Campos has also been appealed by the City of Irrigan.
No. So the one from last month.
That was the odd one where.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, do I remember right? He was fully encroached by city.
Yes.
Like a peninsula.
Yeah, that's right. He was a peninsula. Not quite an island, but he was.
It was a peninsula.
He couldn't get onto his property without driving across city roads.
Yeah. And I just erred. Thank you. We have a lot of appeals going on for some reason. The Campos hearing is July 16th, the CUP, and the City of Irrigan has appealed that, or the city manager has.
Yeah,
but it's the City of Boardman land partition application was appealed to LUBA, so the Board of Commissioners approved it, and that has been appealed to the LUBA. That won't have a local hearing, only the Campos. And we don't know the date of that hearing yet. Sometimes those things settle before they go to a hearing. But it means Michaela has a bunch of work to do because we have to have the whole packet. So that's the latest on decisions that you've made that are still out there, not yet finalized. Those three things.
I'm not surprised on the one you
on campus.
Chair, I've got another obligation that you get to for Cole with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Sarah's late.
You're on time.
It's Brian time, baby. It's Thompson time.
Brian standard time?
Pretty much. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. And just a couple of other highlights. I included a letter that I had helped prepare the board about the Solar Rule Advisory Committee So we're expecting the Land Conservation and Development Commission in on June 24th and 25th to adopt new solar siting rules, and when those are adopted, then we have to amend our rules. Clint and I and Jim have been working on another text amendment for another set of rules that apply to farm and forest ground that were adopted by LCDC in January, in December, and became effective in January. Those are compulsory, so we're already implementing them, but we just haven't added them to our code. So we actually have a sit down to figure that out. And I was thinking it might be helpful to have an informal work session next month. We have two fairly easy applications, and then we could do the work session. Then the following month, you could go to the formal hearing to adopt those. There was one other piece that we were going to add to the Goal 3-4 rules. It's on my note.
It's on the second page.
Of the...
Yeah, the, your Goal 3 farmland?
Yeah.
Goal 4?
It is, yep. And so that comes to you before it goes to the Board of Commissioners. Again, it's pretty straightforward, but it's an informal time. We could either do that before the hearing, and we could bring pizza for everybody, like pizza and salad and soda, maybe some kind of treat if you want to do that, or we could do it after the hearing. I know some people work till 5, so I don't know what's easier. But we have money in our budget to treat you to pizza once or twice a year, so we may as well do that. So what's better for to do the work session piece is that, or we could just say meet for pizza at 5:30, and then we have the hearing, and then we do the work session after the two or three applications that we have. What's your preference?
You said they were quicker applicants.
We just talked about them this morning.
We may have three CPs.
Okay.
But for sure, two.
For trucking.
Yeah.
Three trucking applications.
Yeah. Caitlin, how many of these you funded?
Up to like 19.
It's the neighbor talking to the neighbor. They're knowing that they have to come before they get in trouble.
Okay.
Can we do that at 5:30? I don't know. You guys make it.
I have no opposition to that time.
Oh, I should look at my calendar. I shouldn't talk before I look.
So we could just do 5:30 and not try to. We could just do pizza, have fun, visit, and then we'll do our regular hearing. Those three applications and then the
June hearing.
The June, yeah. That's probably simpler instead of trying to eat and explain things at the same time. Okay. And that would be June 24th. Yeah. Pizza at 5:15, 5:30. Or, I don't know. And if you have any special requests, Michaela would love to hear them.
Okay. Sorry, are you done with the update?
I am, yeah.
Okay, any correspondence?
We might have an opening for a planning commission member in Boardman.
Oh.
Was it official? I didn't even read the whole thing. Okay. So, and Andy Seymour is going to resign. It was just more time to prepare for meetings than he was expecting. So we will have an open recruitment for somebody who lives.
He's wishing he sat in a chair.
Being one of these fine people.
You get to read a lot of material.
It's on pay.
You get mileage and pizza.
He gets mileage reimbursement and pizza.
Yeah. Really, so, okay. And well, I wonder because he... Was it
here?
It's reading and learning what you have in your hand.
It is pretty fun.
I think we have different ideas of what
we're going to ask. I know, right?
Anything additional? Okay, if not, meeting is... This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
They don't give you one anywhere else. They don't trust me with it.
Well, I'm only for one on application.
Darn it.
Thank you.
Yeah, nothing in your scope of control.
Well, either that or approve an application that shouldn't have been approved. So.
Well, I know. What if it had been administrative? Well, the neighbors would have caught him.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to need to do is obviously submit under Terry's landowner.
I know.